Morning. All right, so here we are another day. Today is Friday. Another week in the books. Rating yourself from Monday to today. How would you rate this week? Like on a scale of 0 to 5, did you just crush it and just do all the things that were yours to do? Did you add in some procrastination? Did you put things off? Or did you face the challenges with intrigue? Did you face them with, like being the person to crack that code and say, you know what, I don't understand how or why I'm possibly in this challenge, but good thing I'm a kick butt problem solver, and I'm going in this with all I got, and I'm excited to see how it unfolds. So just at the end of every week, sit back and reflect and like, okay, am I on path? Like, am I doing what's mine to do? Am I suppressing dreams or am I exploring? And I would submit to you to ask yourself, like, what is the next chapter? So I just got done chatting with a gentleman up here. It's funny, the people I've run into on the morning walks. Just gentlemen here I see regularly. And we talk on occasion, and we talked a little bit today. He's like, hey, by the way, I checked out some of your YouTube videos. It's pretty cool, you know, all this. And we caught up, you know, and he's 44 years old, highly successful, newly married, lots of great things going. And what really intrigued me about the conversation is all the exploration he's doing. You know, I wanted to learn Spanish, so I started taking some Spanish courses. I wanted to do this, so I started taking courses in that. And that exploration in life is what gives me and many other humans on this journey that inner drive. Like, it's something else to conquer. It's a new challenge to figure out. It's that new equation that you haven't quite understood yet. But then once you get it and grasp it, then you're like, okay, now what? What's next? So that happened, you know, when I was a wrestler, always looking forward to the next match, to the next tournament. Always seeking to improve my abilities. That was when I was a freestyle bicycle rider. Always looking to learn that next trick. Always having the next thing, you know, that I haven't cracked yet. But once you do it once, then it's like in the mind, there's something that connects and you can do it again and again and again. After repeating it and doing it so many times in a row, it just becomes second nature. Kind of like just riding the bike. So when you do a trick over and over and over again, first of all, you fail, you fall, you hurt yourself, you get back up, you do it again, again, again. And then if you're smart, you get someone who already knows how to do that trick that you bring in as the expert to show you, here's what you're doing wrong. Do this differently. Aha, I never thought of that. Boom, that makes it simpler. Then once you practice it and do it over and over again, then it should become second nature. And the same thing happens in business. The same thing happens in every aspect of life. And I like to break life into those three areas: health, relationships, and finances. So with health, where are you on a scale of 0 to 5? Like right now, I can be healthier and I have a plan in place and I'm taking the proper actions to improve that health meter. I'd probably 3.5 right now. So now it involves going to be running, going to be doing some yoga, going to be doing some kickboxing, things along those lines with consistency. Next thing you know, it's at a 4, 4.5. And I'm very tough in grading myself, by the way. So it's individual. Like some people over, you know, on a 0 to 5, like, oh, I'm a 5. Oh, really? There's no room for improvement? Me, I'm always, no matter what level I'm at, I'm never at the 5. I always have room for improvement. That's just my personal perspective. And always enjoying the exploration. So my question to you is, what are you knowing internally that it's time to start exploring something in your health, something in your key relationships, something in your financial endeavors that you've just been putting off, but you're like, now is the time to no longer put it off. It's time to explore that. It's time to crack that code. It's time to possibly bring in that expert who already has cracked the code to shortcut that journey for you, that compressing the gears into days. And that's where the power truly is. And I've done that in wrestling. I went to camps. I went to Dan Gable's 3-week intensive camp in Iowa in my between 8th and 9th grade, so the summer of 86, which I just saw 30 years ago. Well, however many years ago that is, what Now we're in 2019. The whole Challenger explosion. Like, I just watched a video and reflected back to eighth grade of watching that on TV blow up. Anyhow, the years fly by, the decades fly by. So I went to Dan Gable, and he and his coaches helped bring my skill level up to a whole nother notch. And in bicycle riding, I brought in Dennis Langless. Dennis Langless brought my skill level up. I brought in a whole bunch of other experts as well. And then in business, you know, working with Mike Filsaime for all those years and all of the great friends that we had in the marketing community from 2006 to 2011, then working with Rich Sheffrin for numerous years and working with the elites of marketing. You know, we're talking Jay Abraham, Dan Kennedy, and beyond, was eye-opening, expanding, and brought my skill levels up to a whole nother level as well. And I'm bringing this up for numerous reasons and reminders. Like, where is it that you know it's time to step up, it's time to explore and bring your awareness, bring your skill set up a whole nother level, a whole nother notch? And that's really the master. Like, live events and one-on-one coaching has absolutely transformed every aspect of my life. And if you would like to come down, I actually have something coming up in early March. Me and one of my amazingly skilled and multi-talented friends are hosting a two-day event. If you're interested in that event, shoot me a private message. And I'll get you some details about that live event if you want to join us. It's only for 8 people, so it's very selective. But you could let us know that you'd be interested and share with us why you think you want us to choose you to be there. But that's going to totally transform in 2 days, compress my and his expertise in numerous niches and numerous skill sets into 2 days of totally connecting the dots for those fortunate 8 people to go on. And now that they know it, it's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. Now it's just now that clarity of what to do with passion, with consistency, with just joy turns into massive results. So if you're interested in joining us for that two-day event in early March, just shoot me a message and I'll get you some details on that. Otherwise, go kick some butt today. It's Friday. And ask yourself, what's mine to do right now? What's the absolute best use of my time, energy, and resources right at this moment? All right? Make today great. I will talk with you soon. And oh, by the way, I just added a couple more awesome and powerful interviews into the Simplifier app yesterday. So if you're in the Simplifier app, go check it out. There's a couple of powerful interviews that weren't in there prior to yesterday, and there's more coming. There's one more I'm going to add today and then another one over the weekend. So go check that out, and I will talk with you soon. Make today great. Bye for now.